Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show, featuring women who've risen from tragedy to triumph and are now out in the world doing really interesting things. Excuse me. I'm your host, Yvonne L. Silva. If we haven't met, I'm based in Calgary, Canada. So the show today is airing from the base of the Rocky Mountains in Calgary, Alberta. And I'm connecting with my special guest, Susie Pruden, who is with Itty Bitty Publishing, and then some. There's a lot more to Susie. And where are you dialing in from today, Susie?
I'm dialing in from Los Angeles, California.
Woohoo, LA.
And all right. I love Calgary.
Who doesn't love Calgary?
It's beautiful.
We party for 10 days in the summertime every single year and invite hundreds of thousands of people to join us. So it's just fun for the Calgary Stampede. So today, we're going to be diving into a beautiful story. Susie is just a cute young thing, and she's got a wealth of experience. So by way of more of a sort of formal introduction, Susie is, I think in short, the word is legend. So she's an award-winning, internationally acclaimed speaker. She's a workshop and a seminar leader, as well as a New York Times best-selling author. And this is way before the internet. So when you can do it manually, you can do it so much easier today. She's also a fitness expert, a body-mind pioneer, a hypnotherapist. Oh, look at all the juicy things I'm learning about you. A success and empowerment coach, TV host from NBC and Nickelodeon, and creator of the Inner Mind Certification Program, the Itty Bitty Book Publishing Company. And she's also a host on WBAI FM radio in New York. So Susie brings to us a perspective generated from 50 plus years as a serial entrepreneur, 9 businesses, 11 books, 18 in-person media tours, and specializing right now in publishing small books that make a big difference, which she's labeled Itty Bitty Books. So Itty Bitty Publishing publishes these books, typically around 30 pages long, just to give the reader what they're looking for here. I think you'll find that she's high energy, she's entertaining, she has power and humor in anything that she shares, and that's why she's been featured in so many of these magazines: New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, USA, Newsweek, etc., etc., as well as being seen on Oprah, Good Morning America, and the Today Show. So here we go. Welcome, Susie.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really happy to be here. And I'm excited to see how we're going to do this.
Yes. Well, we're going to do this because I love hearing the bio, yes, but I love hearing the personal story in terms of how you describe your entrepreneurial journey. And very often these journeys are born from some sort of tragedy to triumph that happened. And I know you have so many stories.
I do.
What would be the one that you feel has shaped your career most significantly, Susie?
Wow. I've got so many different places that I could start. And I'll start right when I was in college. And I'll be brief here. And my mother told me I couldn't date the boy I was dating. And she really made it difficult for me. So I married him. That was it. And I think that shaped my career. As I think about it, I've never thought of that question before. What shaped your career?
Yeah.
And I'm a, no doesn't work for me. It just doesn't work for me. You say no, and it doesn't work for me when I say to myself, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll find a way around it, over it, under it, through it. And yeah. So when I started, and my husband and I moved back to New York, and he went back to school. I was 19. He went back to school and I supported us. And I did it with stupid jobs in the beginning because I had no skills. I was 19. And and then I got fired after my third job when I was 22. And I decided I didn't want to work for anybody ever again. Mm. And since my mother was the nation's foremost fitness authority, started the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, right. And I knew fitness.
Yeah.
So I decided to teach fitness. And I asked my mother if I could use her name. She said yes. And so I started a fitness school in 1965 in my living room. And it grew. And then I had a baby. And then when my son was two, we moved to the Upper West Side. And I'm going to skip after this. And a woman called me because I had ads in the local paper in the Upper West Side. Do you teach toddlers, 2-year-olds? And I said, no, but I have one.
Right.
And I teach him. She said, would you? I said, yes. That's another word. I don't do well with no, I do well with yes. I said,
Yes.
yes. And at Thursday, 3 days later, I had 6 2-year-olds in my living room, and that was the beginning of my toddler program. And
Awesome.
now I'm and I taught first in my living room, then I had a studio for an hour a week, and then I had a bigger studio, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew. And then my husband and I started a summer camp in East Hampton, Long Island. And one in 1971, I met an editor at a cocktail party. And at that cocktail party, I explained what I wanted to write all about toddlers and fitness. And she thought it was a great idea. I don't know if she really did, but she liked my last name because my mother was famous. And so she said, send me it. Let me pick up an outline on Monday. Do you have one? And I said, yes. And I wrote it over the weekend, gave it to her Monday morning. And on Thursday, she called me. Yes, we want your book. And we're going to pay you $3,000. I said, let me discuss it with my husband. And I immediately hung up, called an agent in New York, said, hi, this is Susie, the William Morris Agency. This is Susie Pruden. I just sold a book to William Morrow. I need an agent. They assigned an agent to me, and the rest was history. And it just, we struggled in the beginning, making $100 a week. I didn't even think I made that much. We really struggled.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, now I have this opportunity, and then it grew. And there are little pieces in there that I want to address later, but that was the beginning of television, media tours. And I used books to help me promote myself all over the country to the point where I did become a household name. Now I'm
Right.
going to jump to 1986.
Before we jump, what was the first book called, by the
Susie Pruden's Fitness for Baby and Child. No. Yeah, Susie Pruden's Fitness for Baby and Child.
Okay, good. All right.
And then I wrote on 11 books. So in 1983, 81, I divorced my husband. In 83, I moved to California. I sold my business, and I became friends with Louise Hay because I was
Oh.
doing now body mind work. And Louise and I became best friends. We lived very close together. And so she would come over to my house a couple of times a week and we would exercise together. And one day we were exercising and she went, ow. And I said, what's going on? She said, I hurt my hip. I said, well, you're the expert. What does that mean?
Right.
Figured it out. And in that moment, I had an idea. I said, and this is important because a lot of people get ideas and they don't do anything with them
Yeah.
because they're afraid. Well,
Right.
this is a big idea. So I said, Louise, why don't we do a video together? I'll do the exercises and you do the affirmations. And she said, let me think about it. She came back the next week, said, yes, let's do it. So we did the video and it's up online. I'm about to start to re-release it. We did a book, which I'm about to do an audio on because I just found it. And we did a book, we did an audio, a video and two audios. And that's the book that got me on the Oprah show. Now comes the drama. Because I got on the Oprah show, I hired a publicist to get me on the Oprah show. He did. And it exploded my career.
Right.
And 8 months later, I was homeless.
I remember this story from another networking group. This is part of the reason I wanted you to be on the show, because your journey has been so
So
incredibly tumultuous.
tumultuous. And what's interesting is when you become famous, people see the fame. They don't know everything else underneath.
Right.
And it was really hard. The day that I knew that I lost everything, it was in 1990, February 1990. And I got a notice from my bank that my rent check bounced. And then I called the bank. And I had no money. Now, You would think that I would pay attention to money, but I didn't. And all of a sudden, I didn't have any. That same day, and this is important because it was out of nowhere. That same day, every job that I had lined up for the year, nobody knew each other. I just had all these opportunities lined up for the year, called and canceled every single one. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a God thing. This
Yep.
is
Okay, universe, I've got
I hear
attention.
you, God. And I thought, good Lord, I've just lost every job. I have no money. The only skill I had was exercise. I mean, real skill. I had a lot of ideas. And I've sat in my kitchen and I said this out loud. You must really love me, God, to give me this experience because it's going to change my life. And the thing that was interesting about that was I meant it. And then I had to figure it out.
Right.
And I was working with a teacher, a shaman. We were in a meeting one time in the evening. And he said, Susie, you need a job. Helene, you need someone working in your office. And I went, yeah, I need a job. So I called Helene the next day. She was a therapist. And I said, Armando said that you need somebody and I need a job. Would you hire me? And she said, I can't hire you. I said, why? She said, you're Susie Pruden. I'm going to ask you to do things like pick up my cleaning. I said, I'll pick it up. I'm going to ask you to do things like, clean the kitchen. I said, I'll clean it. She said, Susie, I'm only paying $10 an hour. I said, well, that's more than I'm making right now. Oh my God, talk about, I've been making $5,000 a day. Now I'm making $10 an hour. Talk about an ego shift. Humbling. But the thing that was the hardest was the shame because I had failed and I did it to myself. And so I worked for Helene and I got her secretary who was leaving asked me if I was good at organizing. And I'm a Virgo. I'm good at organizing everybody else except, well, I organized my desk this weekend. But so I said, sure, I can organize. Remember, my operative word is yes.
Yes,
And so
what is yes?
organize, say yes, figure it out.
Yes.
I said, well, organizers get $75 an hour. So I'll charge Helene only $25 an hour. So I got a 150% raise the first morning I worked for Helene. And I did that for 3 months until I packed everything up, put it in storage, and went on the road. And I had to, and I was, I had no jobs. I had no place to live. I didn't sleep in my car, but for 10 months, what happened is, and this is how I lived for 10 months. I was a famous person. The fact
Right.
that I had no money and no place to live, I was still a famous person. And so the second night, the first night I stayed with a friend, the second night I stayed at the La Jolla Hyatt because I was speaking there. So I was
Right.
there for 2 days, all expenses. Then I drove to Rancho La Puerta, which is a 5-star fitness spa in Tecate, Mexico. I stayed there for a week. I had no idea on Saturday morning when I drove into Rancho La Puerta for the week where I was going to be staying the following Saturday. And I spent 10 months going from job to job to job. They didn't pay me, but I had places to stay. I mean, staying at Rancho La Puerta, a 5-star fitness spa, it's pretty nice when you don't have a place to live.
Yeah, beats being in your car. Yes.
It was so scary. I mean, there's stories that I have that, I mean, where I really didn't know how I was going to make it through the day. I remember saving soda cans and returning them to the supermarket to get enough money to pay gas. I mean,
So
I was really on the edge.
what is it you think that is the takeaway, Susie, from those experiences that caused you to be stepping so wholeheartedly into trusting that everything was operating for you?
Well, I figured really if this was happening to me, it was happening for me. And I had gotten quite insufferable in terms of my ego. And I'm sure, I mean, the universe probably said, tap, 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 tone it down, Susie. Tap, 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 tone it down. And I paid no attention. And so basically, the 2x4 was bigger than the building fell on me. And I had to pay attention to who I am and who I was being. And I think that the hardest thing for me, I mean, I got so creative in how to live with no money, making money wherever I could. I made up personal growth programs. Here I am, homeless, broke, and I'm teaching people how to be who they want to be. I mean, the dichotomy was phenomenal. And I was good at it.
Course
And
you
I guess by teaching, I learned.
So many wisdom nuggets coming out of this conversation already. I mean, definitely the power of saying yes. And I write about in my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations. Yes and no. And
No, it's very important.
when to use which,
Right.
the power of yes, as soon as you've had the activity coming towards you and you've seen the possibility, just say yes and then figure it out. As you say, you wrote it over the weekend. You figure out how to do it. You get land the big fish, and then it's okay, now how do I do this? Because I've been gifted this opportunity, so let's run with it. The acting on the idea. I don't know if Louise Hay had, You Can Heal Your Life book out
Oh,
already at the
yes.
time then that you were doing those videos, but love that book, and was so sad when she passed away. Such a gift to the world. But acting on an idea is like Elizabeth Gilbert says in Big Magic, right? If you don't act on it, it'll go find someone else who can
Exactly.
execute on it.
Exactly.
And so act on it right away, figure out how to be the one who brings it to life if it aligns with your values. And if it didn't, then it probably wouldn't have landed in your sphere, in your consciousness.
So I have a funny story about that. So I did the Oprah show in September of 89. And then we worked together after that. In November, now I had nothing to do with her weight loss, even though I've been in the body business forever. And so, but my book, MetaFitness, is all about making peace with your body. And so on the anniversary show of Oprah's weight loss, she talked about her whole journey. And at the very end of the show, she said, if you want to heal your relationship with your body, get Susie Pruden's book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Body. I nearly fell out of my chair because the interesting thing was I hadn't written it yet. She was
So
thinking
then
about Meta Fitness.
right.
And I thought, well, I've already got a testimonial from Oprah. Why don't I write the book?
Exactly.
And so I did. I went to New York for a month. I stayed at a friend's house because remember, I'm homeless and broke. And my sister lived there. And so every day I would go to her house and we would write together. And I did that for a month, wrote the book, and Harper San Francisco published it. And there we go. That was the last book that I wrote. No, but did I write anything else after that? No, I think that was it. I have some small books that I've done, but that was the last major publisher that I worked with. But it was interesting. I mean, because you just mentioned it, get an idea. And so that idea just went poof from the television screen. Get Susan Pruden's book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Body.
And of course, Harper is not going to say, well, no, it's not going to take off because you've already got that
I've got
publicly.
phenomenal testimonials, yeah.
Beautiful. So you talk about the importance of continuous marketing of your book after your book is published. You know, where, when, how, all of those things. So after that book launched, maybe you can we use that one as an example?
Well, I'm going to go back further because my journey, and I didn't even realize it until about a year ago, how important, I mean, I know how important marketing is, but I didn't realize my journey is what taught me.
Right.
Because in 1972, when my children's book came out with William Morrow, they had planned a 15-city tour for me.
Mm.
My husband didn't fly, so we didn't go. The book didn't do anything. They sold 5,000 copies. That was it. That happened four times. Grosset and Dunlap, Simon and Schuster, Harcourt Brace. He didn't fly. We didn't go. When Workman published my book, Spot Reducing, I turned to my husband and I said, I'm going.
Right.
And that's the book that made it to the bestseller list. I was in Detroit on tour when my editor called me and said, Susie, you made the list. And that was, and I didn't get it until now when I'm working with people in my publishing company. If you want your book to do something, you have to do the doing.
Right.
And if you don't, it won't go anywhere. This person, this is such a wonderful story. He's such a phenomenal person. Where are you, Anthony? Oh, right here in front of me. This person who wrote this, but this is an itty bitty book.
Right.
This person
yeah.
grew left. His company from 100,000 to 750,000 a year using this book as his marketing tool. It's an itty bitty book. And so what I teach people now is radio needs you. They got to fill time. Mm-hmm. Television needs you. They got to fill time.
Right.
Newspapers need you. They got to fill space. Radio shows need you. Podcasts need you. You're not doing them a favor. I mean, yes, you are doing them a favor. They're not doing you a favor. It's a win-win.
I was going to say, it's a win-win. This is a beautiful conversation. High value for my listeners and high value for you to share and for them to hear more about how itty bitty can make a big impact if you're thinking about writing a book.
I have a funny story for you, because you're the word.
They're all funny.
Oh, thank you. You should have been there when I was there. It wasn't so funny at the time, but okay. So it's words. Words are really important.
Yes,
and
yes.
And I forget because I get into my stuff in the room, and so I'm great. I'm going to play this often and remind myself. I was in New York with my sister. This is during the time when I had no money. She had no money. And so we're bemoaning the fact that we have no money. And both of us had inherited a lot of money. And I used mine to build my business. She created another career. But right now we're both stalled. And one of us said, maybe because my grandparents left us very comfortably, said, well, maybe someone will die and leave us some money. And the other person, I don't know which one was which, said, that's probably not a good idea to put that out in the universe. So I don't know which one of us said this next. I said, well, this is so funny. Maybe someone we don't know will die and leave us some money.
Hmm.
6 weeks later, I get a telephone call from my uncle, my cousin. And I'm thinking, oh no, Uncle Herb died. And he said, no, Susie, do you remember Dr. Schoendorf? Or Schoenfeld, I can't remember his last name. And I said, yes. My grandfather, during the Second World War, purchased three of his university colleagues out of concentration camps. He bought them out and supported them for the rest of their lives. Well, Dr. Schoendorf had a daughter, which I don't know, never met. And she died and left my sister and me some money. So Be very careful what you say.
Yeah.
Because the universe hears you. Every thought,
mm-hmm.
every statement
yeah.
is a message.
Yes. I have a whole chapter on that. Actually, it's chapter 3 in my book, Elevating Positive Self-Talk and Confidence. So we look at gratitude, the word appreciate, ask, choice, and intention. And then we look at awakening keywords to empower your success. So words like joy, support, courage, trust, freedom, receive, and perspective. And then eliminate negative Nelly and low vibration words like should, fine, wrong, fear, strive. So I got you. Yes, your words matter. And particularly as parents, right? Sometimes we say things in anger. And, you know, that's what happened with me. And, you know, growing up, my dad, he was always critical. He got a bullet in Dunkirk and came back from the war with PTSD. They just, you know, had so many hundreds of thousands of men coming back then. They just didn't have the capacity to treat them all.
And they didn't know.
He was a very angry man.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought it was. But he was actually sick. He had, you know, he had an illness. Right. But, you know, screaming at me when I'm 11, when I flunked an exam, you know, by 2 marks, you will never, ever be successful in life. And he rips up the envelope of my results for my exam and storms out. And I ended up losing my voice in high school because of that, you know, that statement. And that was on top of a whole bunch of other things. But that was a really pivotal time right before high school. Yes. And he did that to my mum, and she lost her voice completely. That's why I dedicate my book to her as my first unmentor, because he literally drained the dignity right out of her with his mean words and constant criticism. So I know how that feels, and I also know how empowering it is and how liberating and cathartic it was to write my book.
Absolutely.
Get all that out.
And when you have something like that happen, it colors everything. Mm. It colors everything. So the fact that you wrote the book, the fact that you are successful, the fact that you are a voice in the world. I just said something important for you. A voice in the world after having lost it. That's really powerful.
Yeah.
Well, you are the example that people need. You are the example that people need to learn from, because you did it.
Yes, I'm doing. I'm doing
You're
it.
You're doing it, yes.
So funny you should mention that, talking about being a voice in the world. So you were talking about, you know, living in your car. And you know,
oh, I didn't live in my car.
Well, not living in your car, but not knowing where you're going to be sleeping from, you know, 1 week to the next. When I chose last December, to clearly that my husband and I were on different paths and needed, you know, wanting different things out of life, that it was time to make a break. And I just felt so heavy that I needed to leave. I didn't have a plan. I didn't know where exactly I was going to be. And I was couch surfing with some very kind and generous friends for the next 6 weeks until I found my own place and got, you know, got my feet again. And you get what you tolerate. And I just wrote about that in
I've never heard that. LinkedIn. That's true.
Yeah, you get what you tolerate. And so I'm choosing to tolerate or not to tolerate certain things. And the latest program that I'm actually going to be talking more about this spring is actually called My Voice. Funny you mentioned that. So it's a 6 month long one-on-one coaching program wrapped around content, and every one of those letters obviously stands for something. So M is about minimizing and editing out the unnecessary. Y is about your unique value. V is about visualizing, connecting head and heart, so you're visualizing success. O is opportunity exploration. The I is about insights, drawing on some of my personality science and EQI tools. C is the confident words from my book. And then E, if you've ever been on any kind of fitness diet plan, is about end game habits. So now that we've learned all these things, how do we keep this rolling and it become an integrative part of who you are and how you operate, changing your operating system? So My Voice, yeah, more to follow on that. But I thought that was just totally in alignment with what you were sharing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's amazing that you actually lost your voice.
Mm-hmm. They thought I was kind of snooty in school because I wasn't speaking up. So it is all about having a voice. You know, once we've had some of these experiences, we've seen what the impact of it can be, you know, whether it's creating talks or seminars, or, you know, in my case, Women and Wisdom Media is all about getting language communication topics out and helping women to flourish in business by having more confident conversations, having the power in their words to be able to identify what their value is, share that, articulate it, the results. What is it that you're up to in the world, and how have you lived into that already, so that you're not just, you know, taking up space, you're actually sharing the wealth of experience like you're doing today. I mean, how many stories? I mean, I knew there were lots.
Oh, yes.
There's so many lessons here.
There's so many lessons. The other thing that I would, somebody asked me, you know, what is it about you that has you do what you do? And I said, that's it. My whole life, I've been bold. And I think women need to be bolder.
Yeah,
they need absolutely. To really step out. When I approached that editor from William Morrow at the cocktail party, I was shaking in my shoes, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
And so it looks like I'm just this bold, confident person, and I am. At the same time, I'm shaking in my shoes.
Right.
So another example of that was when Newsweek called me to ask, this is so funny. They asked me if I could recommend and introduce them to one of my celebrity clients so they could do an article about them and what they're learning from me. Mm-hmm. Not what you're learning from Susie Pruden, but what is your fitness routine? And I said to them, talk about bold. I said, why are you going to ask my celebrity? I'm the one teaching them. Why don't you ask me?
Makes sense to me.
So this is phenomenal how this rolled. Mm-hmm. So they said, okay. And then I have three quotes in an article on fitness in Newsweek magazine. Three quotes, three lines. That's it. And then producer from NBC was looking for a fitness person, saw my name in Newsweek, three lines, called me up. They were doing a pilot with Dr. Frank Field. And would I introduce them to one of my celebrity clients? Guess what I said? Why are you going to interview a celebrity client? Why don't you interview me? I'm the one teaching them. So they came with a crew and Dr. Frank Field, and they set it up in my studio. We did the interview. We did the segment. And, it didn't go anywhere. The pilot didn't go. But another producer at NBC saw the pilot, called me up and said, would you like, next, I have a show, The Prime of Your Life. It's a live show every Sunday morning. Would you be interested in coming to the studio next Sunday and doing a fitness routine? Mm-hmm. What do you think I said? Yes.
Yes.
Of course I will. And then I said, but I'm so fat. I'm so fat. You know, I have pictures of myself now and I go, you thought you were fat? Give me a break. So I went down. I had that job for 3.5 years every mm-hmm. Sunday morning.
Yeah.
3.5 years because I said yes. And I said, what about me? So if women were bolder, mm-hmm. look, it doesn't always work. But when it does, it's phenomenal.
Well, I think, you know, I've got 175 references in my book. And I think it was actually Jack Canfield where I heard it first. You know, if you don't ask, then for sure you're not going to get it. But if you do, there's a 50% chance that you might. And so if you don't ask, guess what? You're in exactly the same place as you would have been if you hadn't asked. So why not give it a shot, right?
Exactly. And I always say, people, when you ask, you give the other person the opportunity to say yes.
Right.
It changes it from, oh, they might not want it, to, yeah, I'm giving you an opportunity to say yes.
Yeah.
It's a different energy field, different energy.
Yeah. I'm all about reciprocity, the energy of reciprocity and flow. So I use appreciative inquiry concepts a lot in my work. You know, even having a potential client conversation, you know, what's working really well? How could it be even better? Can we have a conversation? Because I think based on what you're sharing, of where you want to go, that together we could actually co-create something that would help you get there faster.
Yes.
There's nothing to say no to there, right? Instead of starting with, you know, tell me about your biggest pain point, what's keeping you up at night? Who wants to talk about that, right? And I mean, it just doesn't flow, right?
Oh, that's delicious.
And so, you know, when it comes to women and having that conversation, which is ultimately it's the beginning of a service contract. So it's the first step. It's a, you know, a sales conversation. It really is just the very first step in delivering a service. You're agreeing to the terms of what it is you're going to deliver, what you're going to get paid for it, how's it going to fit together. And that's it. Nothing to be scared of, ladies.
Right.
And articulate, you know, your value in terms of the results you're going to get. It just makes it so much easier. It's not bragging. It's about brains, resilience, action, and goals. And that's my new reframe. I did that in a little workshop with a mentorship group just recently. And they were saying, oh, I don't like to feel like I'm bragging. And I said, well, let's reframe what those initials stand for, that you have brains, resilience, you're taking action on your goals. And everyone lit right up.
Yeah.
It's the power of words, right?
It's interesting because I'm very polarizing for people because of my boldness.
Right.
And because I am a famous person.
Mm-hmm.
A perfect example. So I have not written, I should stop it. And so I have not written a book since 1992 on fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Orlando last year at a conference where I was participating and I had my name on my lanyard, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking out of the restaurant, the program hadn't started yet, I was early. As I'm walking out of the restaurant, a woman called my name and said, Susie Pruden, just like that. I said, what? I have your books.
Mm-hmm.
20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do with my people is help them become a household name because their work is important. Their mission is important. Their presence on the planet is important. And what I want to do with the people that I work with is to help them write their book and then help them market their book so that they, wherever they go, because people know who they are and the difference that they make, just by being there, their presence makes a difference.
Right.
I like that. I never put it in that framework before.
Well, there will be a recording and a replay, so you can get to listen to it over again. Oh, I had some brilliant nuggets. Let me.
Well, that's what happens. You know, I watch the words come out of my mouth and then I go, oh, catch them quick because I want to remember them. That happened to me before I became a hypnotherapist when I was just coaching. And I had a client who was very, very proper, very proper. She was the wife of one of my clients. And she's sitting very in front of me, very proper. And she goes, so funny. What are your credentials? Now, I left school when I was 19. And I thought, good Lord. And I said, I don't have any. And she did, oh, thank God. I'm so tired of people, of working with people who have lots of degrees and no knowledge.
Mm.
And when I thought about it, I mean, I was a certified coach. I sort of got certified in 87. But when I think about, I understand how my brain works, and this probably happens to everybody, but I acknowledge it. Again, that same client had a problem that I didn't know how to solve. And I got scared because she's coming to me and I have no clue what to do. And the more I'm fretting in my mind, all of a sudden I hear this little voice and it says, just get out of the way, Susie.
Right.
Just get out of the way. And I started talking. And as I'm talking, I'm watching the words, so to speak, because I'm saying things that I didn't know I knew.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, of course. But at the time, I know that now. I tell people when I'm working with them, take notes because I won't remember this.
Yeah.
And the people say, can you repeat that? No. Because it's a...
Yeah, that's why I usually say, you know, allow my clients to record the conversations because something brilliant will come out and I won't be able to repeat what it was because it was a download.
In
And
the
much
moment.
like, you know, when I wrote the book, yes, my name is on the cover. However, it was, you know, getting up at 5, half an hour of meditation, journaling, visualization, and then an hour of writing every day before my family got up. I didn't have writer's block ever. It just flowed. In fact, there was way too much content. There is another book coming because there was way too much book, way too much content. My editor said, stop. You know, you've got past 300 pages, stop. And I know your books are a lot smaller than that even, right?
Well, itty bitty is, I mean, this is my flagship company. And there's these are only 30 pages. They're written in numbered sentences and bullet points. I call us the new dummies. Dummies books are 350 pages you need to read with a yellow highlighter. Itty bitty books are the yellow highlights. But they make such a big difference because of what they can do for the author. I mean, this is a book on space. It's about space travel. Well, Pam called the Boys and Girls Club of America and said, I want to speak to your kids about space because they're the ones that are going to be going into space.
Right.
And so now they're arranging for her now to do talks, thank God for Zoom, all over the country to the Boys and Girls Clubs. They're buying her book.
Yeah.
4 million kids
yeah.
in the Boys and Girls Club.
Love it.
Pam and I can retire.
Love it. So where and how do people keep in touch with you? I know sometimes my guests bring a gift, a free gift of something.
Oh, I have a wonderful gift.
You do? Okay. So do I. So go ahead.
I have a wonderful gift. So as a hypnotherapist, I created a lot of hypnosis processes. And I'm giving away 4 processes. This is on, we will send you the link to your computer. 4 hypnosis processes to write a bestseller, and 4 hypnosis processes to, sounds like, increase your wealth. And they work because, you know, Greg Reed, he wrote 3 Feet from Gold. He's very involved with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. He listened to my CDs before they were on the internet and told me in 1 month he increased his income 3 times. So I'm happy to send them to you too. Everybody likes money. And then I have, of course, if you want to talk to me, you can talk to me. I'll have your information. I will let you know, call you. You want to talk to Susie. You can talk to me about a book idea that you have. And then I have a workshop, 4-hour workshop, Write Your Book Now, where I basically teach you how to write a book. And the way to reach me is talkwithsusiepruden.com or you can go to my website, ittybittypublishing.com. That's ittybitty publishing.com. And just fill out your name and your email and phone, I think. And we will contact you and send you the gift, send you the workshop. And I do it periodically. So if you can't make the next one, which I think is next month, and you want to do it later, once you're on the list, you're on the list. And if you want to get off the list, just tell me. You get your hypnosis processes, you get your time with me if you want it, and you get the workshop. And if you really want to write a book, it's not as daunting as you think. And it can catapult you into the where you want to be with you. Everybody has a mission. And ask yourself, what's mine? And realize that whatever it is, it's going to make a difference. You make a difference.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So let's do it together.
Awesome. Well, I know that you have a hard stop coming up. I would like to also let the listeners know that if you would like to receive a free chapter of my book, which is Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, you simply go to yvonnesilver.com/free-chapter and just fill that out and you'll get chapter 8, which is all about when no words are required. So it's all about how do you assert yourself with your presence, with your energy, so that you're not the one coming into the room and people are saying, "Hey, can you grab me a coffee?" Well, actually, no, I'm leading the meeting. Yeah, so it is partly about, wardrobe and choices and how you make decisions, but it's about how you show up, right? You see someone walking down the side of the street and their head's down and they're walking slowly, or you see someone vibrantly marching along. The one that's marching along is not the one who's going to get approached and mugged, right?
Right.
And it's simply an energetic presence piece. So talk about that in the book. So this is amazing.
I have a real quick story. May I?
Yes.
Okay, so last week I took a personal growth workshop for myself, and which I haven't done in a number of years, and it was phenomenal. And in the workshop was a gentleman who really looked scraggly. He had long hair, he stooped over, he had a scraggly beard. And one of the exercises that he had to do was go to a barber and get a haircut and a trim. And it was interesting. And then before he got it, he had to sell something to somebody, three things to three different people. And we're out in Las Vegas, like we didn't know anybody. And after he had to do three sales. So before he made no sales. He got a haircut and a trim, and he made three sales right afterwards. So it makes a difference how you show up. He was the same man, but he wasn't.
He probably stood a little straighter. He had a different focus
He
because
had
he
a different
knew,
demeanor.
yeah, his demeanor shifted because he knew that he was really representing him and himself and his product in a even more with even more strength. Yeah, makes a difference.
It was wonderful
So
to see.
yeah. So even though my mom, who I talked about, lost her voice, she still continued, which is why the cover is the way it is, to put her red lipstick on every day. And, like that was her battleground shield to, face my dad was the red lipstick.
No, I read actually that women who wear lipstick, because I never used to wear it, women who wear lipstick are perceived differently than women who don't.
Well, there we go. Beautiful. Well, this has been I knew that this hour would just fly by. This has
It
been so
did.
interesting and such a lot of lessons. Certainly the ideas of, just say yes, figure it out. Don't take no for an answer. Figure out a way to go round it, through it, up it, down it, whatever. If you're committed to it, get on with it. Act on the idea. The power of your voice and the power of books and just the power of using humor in all of your stories. Some of these are going to be so memorable for the audience. And they get to know who you are as a person. So why would they not want to approach itty bitty as their next journey point for getting their voice out to the world? So, mwah! Thank you for joining me today. It's
And
been
thank
a
you.
pleasure. And I look forward to keeping in touch myself with you. And I definitely want to
Definitely.
hear those recordings. So I will put the link to those in the show notes. Thank
Perfect.
you so much, Susie, for
Thank you
joining me
very much. This
today.
has been a lot of fun.
It has been awesome. And go red.
Yes, go red.
All right. We'll talk soon, my dear. Thank
Take
you.
care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye for now.
Bye.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in 4 different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.